USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Cautious optimism. Health officials say the nation still has a ways to go, but that social distancing seems to be working in the fight against coronavirus. President Trump at yesterday's White House briefing.
The number of new cases is stabilizing.
Federal Dr. Anthony Fauci agrees, but adds,
don't get complacent about that, because what's going to happen 2.5 weeks from now is really what's going to happen with regard to the people who are getting new infections.
More than a quarter of Americans have lost their jobs or had pay cuts because of the coronavirus shutdown. The CNBC All-America Economic Survey shows the biggest and fastest decline ever in the public's view of the economy, but more than half the people surveyed said they do believe it's going to improve by next year. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Yeah, I really enjoy the product completely. It's really been very, very good for my hair and my skin. A little bit more energy and just most of the time being able to fight off, you know, the sicknesses too. You know, I have not been sick since I have started it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying the federal government has enough money for small businesses hit by the pandemic, telling CNBC yesterday he's confident Congress will release additional funding on top of the original $350 billion already being distributed. Mnuchin assuring small business owners that if they don't get a loan this week, they will get a loan very soon. Fewer Americans, though, are backing the president's job with the economy. A new poll for CNN shows 48% of respondents approve of how the president's handling the economy, which is down 6 points from last month. Just announced, John Mellencamp, Neil Young, and Dave Matthews will be joining Willie Nelson for a streaming Farm Aid concert this upcoming Saturday. The stars will be performing from their homes for the digital concert, which will then raise funds and awareness for farmers being impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Despite the fact they're still selling at the drive-thrus and by delivery, the world's most well-known fast food chain is taking a hit because of the coronavirus pandemic. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
McDonald's says its global same-store sales for March were down 22% because of the pandemic. The fast food giant had reported sales increases of over 8% in the previous 2 months. Sales at U.S. stores dropped 13% in March. It was worse internationally, where same-store sales fell by about 35%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Does it seem like your computer is starting to drag a little? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has some advice.
With everyone being quarantined at home, is your computer slow even though you pay for high-speed internet? If so, there could be a number of reasons. An easy way to check out how fast your internet is to go to a site that will tell you what your upload and download speeds are. Ken Colburn with Data Doctors suggests using a site called TestMy.net. He tells ABC 15 News in Phoenix,
it's a much more realistic way to test your internet connection.
Colburn also says you have to run multiple tests.
Well, you need to do it at 3 different times a day, at least 3 days in a row. So you get at least 9 different tests, and then you average those out.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.